So, what was the purpose of this Montauk Boys project, to your
It was a
recollection?
continuation of something called Monarch Project,
Monarch.
which is the basic idea is to take a young lad and basically split his mind, generate a split personality, bury one side, have the other side be dominant, but on command, split the personalities and make a secret, hidden soldier.
So, I guess in 1 hour he could be your best friend, the next hour he's stabbing you in your back, and he doesn't know the difference. Right? So on command he could turn just like that, and would one side know what the other side is doing?
Not most of the time. The memory is compartmentalized depending upon which personality it is. But it was basically generating multiple personality disorder and then using it.
So they would have some trigger, some mechanism that would actually invoke that other personality, right? So would they implant commands, or how did they do that?
It varied.
Varied. So I would imagine.
Everything from commands to pieces of music. One guy, you'd grab him and choke him, and he'd whip. Stuff like that. There was many different triggers.
So did the techniques over your 15 years become more and more refined?
Yeah, they did.
Right. Because Al
It
says.
started out with literally beating the boy out of body and then putting the mind on a supercomputer and then using psychosexual means to reinsert the mind to basically evolving into a teleportation device where they had two buffers, a mind and a physical buffer, and they would teleport them but just store them in the buffer and then put the mind patterns into the computer and then put it back and reintegrate.
Now that was a mouthful right there. You're saying, see if I got you right, that they could actually pull the mind, almost make a, like, I'm thinking of a computer. I have a file on a diskette. And you're
One would
saying,
be for the physical body and one would be for the non-physical mind.
yeah, so they would sort of take that file off the diskette, do what they wanted to do, and then place it back onto the diskette, and that
And then
file
reintegrate the body.
was their mind. That is amazing.
That's what it evolved to. And I still, to this day, don't know what kind of a computer they use for that. Because I don't think we even have a computer today capable of holding a human consciousness. But this machine had it.
Now,
Al always thought it was an alien computer. All I know is a cryogenic computer. Because the door that went into the room that had the computer and I never saw the door open and have a sign for cryogenics on it.
yeah. Well, wasn't this computer ultimately destroyed by that monster?
No, it wasn't. I don't know what happened to the computer. I would assume that they removed it afterwards. But the Montauk Boys Project was moved out of Montauk around 1980.
Okay. Do you know where it got moved to?
It was moved to Rocky Point.
Rocky Point, where?
On Long Island.
Oh, on Long Island. Okay.
There was like a satellite Montauk project at Rocky Point in 1980 up to present day, I think. I'm not sure.
Now, there's a lot of discussion that it's really not in just one location, it's in many, many, many locations right
Yes, this
now.
is true. It was all over the world.
That means there's a lot of mind control slaves out there.
Yes, there is.
And they don't even know it.
Well, the Air Force figures there's a 5 million man army out there.
Ready on command.
Ready on command. And they don't have the foggiest idea who controls them.
The Air Force says this?
That's what they told me. But in secret, the military is very concerned about the secret army. So maybe the military is going to fight them, and they don't know how many in the military are part of it, too. How many in the reserves are part of it?
Mm-hmm.
It's unknown.
Well, someone knows.
If I say it's unknown in the governmental levels.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but somebody knows, right?